Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
I am nervous about something today. What the hell? Is Mark going to crucify us? Why? Somebody just brought us a cross.
Bless you.
Oh, it is. Oh, today's the day that one of our sales girls fell down the stairs. So well, you're putting up a cross like she died on the side of the street.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Are you going to paint it white and polka dots like her dress?
We need to just make that. We need to make that chalk outline permanent.
Did you make that yourself? You went home and made a crucifix.
Good job. And apparently it's sponsored by Zia Records.
Yeah, why is Zia Records? You got a little Zia Records person.
Good job. Randall can sell anything.
Yeah. The last local records. Hey, we need you guys to help us out with something. Would you like to sponsor a side of the road crosses? Brought to you by Jaime Rodriguez passed away on his bike here. Brought to you by Zia Records. Are you going to paint it white? Are you going to put flowers and candles around it? Yeah, that's is that what's in there? Glorious. Well done, Mark. You remembered the date of her fall. Oh, it was a good tumble here at work we had. That's crazy.
I love people falling.
Oh, there's nothing better. You laugh and then you ask, are you okay?
And every time she goes to that hallway now, oh, you can watch her from here. It's a great angle.
Very are they the Mexican slowly. Candles? The, oh, yeah. Glorious. Well done, Mark. Well done. It's what? Mo came up with this? No kidding.
Oh,
nice
wow.
job, Mo. Because we're just talking about how Mo
really
doesn't do it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Whistle.
Yeah, she needs a slide whistle and a bike horn.
Can we do the same thing at the next concert whenever John has to go on stage?
Yeah, because I took a tumble.
The, set the That's cross true. On
I
me.
I still have dead nerves.
Just on the steps.
Yeah, I fell upstairs. That's hard to do. It's actually a skill. Try that. Get your shoes caught on the step and go face first into that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but the dead nerves was because of dirty roadies.
That
hands.
Was because of roadies that wanted to care for me immediately.
It was
With
weird.
It was crazy weird. I'm like, I'll be all right. It hurts, but I'll be okay. It's no, just
put this ice on it.
And then some filthy man with handfuls of ice started to rub my leg. Like, I'm okay. I'm upright.
You were
it's not broken.
Pampered. It was hilarious.
It was gross. Give me a bandana. And a guy took it off his head, I think, and it was covered in swamp sweat.
Are we going to have to amputate?
My leg is still, like the nerves on my calf, is they're still dead.
Sprinkle some gold bond on this.
Yeah. Let's get this clean.
Come on.
It's like a nightmare in your dream.
It was.
Yeah.
What
you
want
like
doing?
Hot blondes doing
yeah.
it or something.
Oh my God. And dressed as nurses. Nope. Roadies. Filthiest ones. What's the filthiest roadie here? We have a medical problem. Touch it. And within a day.
We have a doctor? No, we have an orc. Yeah.
The next day, I'm at the urgent care because my leg's gone dead. Like, I think I caught diabetes on the fall. I've got dead leg. And the doctor's like, how did you clean it? And I'm like, well, interesting story.
There's
there.
There's the rub, doc.
Now, I fell up the stairs, which is unique in
specialist
itself.
Specialist cleaned it.
And then a dirty man took ice out of an igloo cooler filled with spit and vinegar.
At least Toledo didn't start helping you.
Yeah, no, I would
have. No, I knew better.
I'd have started kicking
I knew
with,
better.
I'd have started kicking with my dead leg. Give me consumption. Anyway, that's pretty good stuff. So if you've ever had anyone fall at your office, put up the Mexican someone dropped here cross. Boy, that's so, there isn't an ounce of, like, awe to me when I see that on the side of a road. It scares me.
It I saw a crosses white, all a white bike the other day.
Oh, the white bikes. Again, I still like Brady, and I had this idea years ago. It's just to put toboggans and paint them white somewhere like a freeway overpass. People would be so confused. And just a name. Wait a minute. A dude died on a toboggan on Bethany in the 51? Yeah.
We should do that to honor
Canoe?
Or Canoes, some of our former listeners.
A unicycle? That's my favorite one, because that's possible. Like, you could believe that. Dude on a unicycle got crushed on 7th and
paint it white.
Indian School. Paint it white, put some flowers on it, and stick it up against a lamp or a light post.
Pogo stick.
All sorts of things. People would drive by and go, huh? And it would just live with them all day.
That's what we need. We need a wall of dead listeners. We can have Freddie up there and Al the T-shirt guy.
Hexamer.
It'd be
Wow, what an uplifting moment that would be.
Would that be nice?
Our halls.
That was a little honor than I thought it was.
Oh, this
be.
Is our wall of dead listeners. Someday you may be honored.
We've What's wrong few. With that? I think it'd be
Because
cool.
it seems like just a race for us to not be on the wall.
Yeah. Well, or to fill the wall.
Yeah, fill the wall. I want to see if we can fill it.
Like whenever we get news.
How long have we been here?
My son, Travis, listened to you for the last 14 years. Could you please send a photo?
And sign this permission slip?
Sign this. We're going to hang Travis's. That's how he died. Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
It would be an honor for some of our listeners to be on that.
He did the Blue Whale Challenge. Oh, I've heard of this. Geez. Fire over a photo and a little placard with his name on it. We'd like to honor him on our wall of dead listeners.
All right, listeners, you can put that in your will, I guess.
No. We're not doing it.
No, why?
No, it's just a bad idea. Because it's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
Which wall are you going to designate? One on the outside? Yeah. Or do we have
we could
to
just
have
go
it
around
inside?
The ring.
Oh, yeah. No, not inside the studio.
In the studio.
All right. No wall of dead listeners.
Then everybody, the comedians would come in. Why,
who's
what's
that?
Up with all these?
We've been on a long time. These are all the people that we know
that we've outlasted.
Yeah. They didn't make it through our entire run.
They're with us in our heart.
I'm not interested in any of that.
Eric, you watch too much Game of Thrones. You're trying to make your own wall of faces.
The man of a thousand faces. Yeah.
That's so cool, though.
Not really. I don't want to look up and see Hexmer.
Why?
Let's keep it funny with Jolene's tumbles.
That's a room drainer.
When Jolene fell and went retard.
John, my buddy got stabbed on the side of the road in Maryville. Can I paint a knife white and just put it up?
Did
where
he die?
He got stabbed? Oh, man.
I think so.
Say. So you just paint a white Mexican and have him stand there with a knife in his hand. This will get you. This is what got my buddy.
Stay away.
Paint a dude in green jeans white and just have him stand on that corner with a white knife. Oh, that's a tragedy occurred there. I hate those white bikes and crosses. I hate them. I understand what you... I know it's a release and an out, but man, nobody normal who doesn't know this... just can't say. When that little boy got run over on 20th Street or 18th Street in Camelback, and I used to ride my bike down there to go... Oh, you'd ride by all the little stuffed animals, and every time it would rain, they'd get all mushy, and then somebody'd scoop them all up, and then it would start over.
We almost had to put one out for you.
He was in a stroller.
Oh.
And so there was a white stroller, and then it was awful. Awful. And you'd ride by, it was just a reminder constantly. A little boy got run over.
How long does the city allow that to
stay? I don't know. Well, the stuffed animals are gone. But, like, you know when you're on the anniversary because it pops back up again. Like, a bunch of stuff shows up. It was around Christmas. It was horrible.
John, how about this? Will you sell KUPD bricks? I'll buy one for whenever I die. Build something with it.
What are you build? We have to do the work
bricks?
When you die?
That's what I'm saying.
No. That's awful. We'll put a brick on, like,
I would love a brick with my name with engraved on it.
How about that bench down there?
We could engrave the bench.
I'll go write Jeff Hexmer.
Well, we don't have to write on it because that's classless. Plaques. Like, nice. We'll actually spend a couple of Hexmer. And then just the years he listened, not even the years he was alive.
right.
2001, 2009.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a listener the whole time.
No, he couldn't be. Well, he certainly couldn't be. Dead Freddy. 2001, 2010. There you go. That's not bad.
It'd be great to have a little, you could press a button and have just a little audio drop from them.
They do it at golf courses. I don't know. That's going to be expensive. Yeah, Hexmer's last.
Selena can find it.
Yeah.
Freddy in the bag. We got plenty of
that.
Get off my bench, bitch.
I've got those.
Freddy's back.
Singing.
I don't want that.
The bench talks.
You play golf and stuff. Yeah, the bench talk. And it's just a crapshoot. Once it has weight on it.
I don't think we have anything from
Who wants to buy a t-shirt? Well, I got Al the t-shirt.
You'll just have to do the impression.
And you just keep sitting down and getting up.
You put your ass on my face, bitch.
Oh, I miss Freddy so. Those are the only three we'd put up there.
John, you're forgetting there'd be 80 white guys on that one corner with knives in Maryvale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just the white guys would be, the Mexican guys would be there. Because they're the ones that, you got the thing that killed you, or that you were attached to when you died, is what you paint white. Nobody ever puts a picture of the guy up. They just put the thing that he was on when he died. Bikes and the unicycle and the toboggan are the best. The toboggan's my favorite. If I drove by any street corner and saw a white toboggan with flowers and candles around it, I'd laugh until maybe I hit a guy in a toboggan. Dragging himself along in the snow.
No, I'm liking the pogo stick idea, too.
Pogo stick's good. All that stuff. Stilts.
Stilts you could buy.
Yeah, you just paint them white.
Believe that.
Oh, yeah. No, it could happen. The guy was screwing around. Stilts got hit by a car. Brady, please, for God's sakes, enough of this. Give me all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by Hooters. We call this the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Here's a couple of Friday fun facts. A person born in 1969 has experienced approximately 20% of American history. The country was founded 241 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So someone just over 48 has been alive.
That's you, Brady.
A fifth of that.
Two of us.
You
yep.
and you.
Yep.
Toledo, too.
Macaulay Culkin.
You're not saying that.
Don't do it. You only do the Macaulay stories for the Ultimate Warrior's reappearance.
You love the Ultimate Warrior.
Like I said, there's my boy.
I want to come by for Home Alone news.
You need his music at least.
At
come
Macaulay
on.
Macaulay Culkin.
Get his music.
The Warrior needs more Culkin info.
He's got to have a big
Looks
entrance.
Like Hulk Hogan is coming in here. Yeah.
I want to know about all of them. Macaulay, Mother Culkin, please load me up with Culkin information.
He was the first child actor ever to get $1 million for a film. He got that for his role in My Girl.
Really?
Yep.
And if you ask the Warrior, he was underpaid. Culkin.
So long, Warrior. The get out of jail free card from Monopoly was a real thing. In England in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a get-out-of-jail-free card to excuse them from everything but the most serious crime.
I think it's still a real thing. Ask Joe Arpaio.
Oh, yeah.
He just got one.
Yeah.
Called a presidential pardon. It's been going on for years.
The Transformers cartoon from the 80s once had a fictional Middle East city named Carbamia. And Casey Kasem quit as one of their voiceover actors because of it.
Well, he was one of them.
I have Ultimate Warriors intro ready whenever.
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's timing, boys. Timing.
I was, come on. You didn't have it up.
I did too. There he is.
Macaulay Culkin once.
Okay. Let's do the story again. Ultimate Warrior! Culkin News!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Next time you have a Culkin story,
right.
Tell Toledo.
Yeah, we need
a new segment called Ultimate Warriors Culkin News.
Do it. Do it right.
The last one is if all 7 billion people on the planet played a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you'd only need to win 33 games to become the champion.
Say it again.
If all 7 billion people played a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you'd only need to win 33 games to become a champion.
Oh, everybody at once.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought it was in one-on-one.
In a single elimination.
Right.
Wow. So you only need to fold that paper 33 times.
You got to just be right 33 times. That's a tough streak, but somebody's going to nail it.
A new survey had HR managers list the dumbest things they've seen on resumes. Some of the highlights. Someone claimed they'd written a set of computer code that the hiring manager actually written.
I'm confused again.
So he was interviewing, and he claimed, "Oh, I wrote this code on the computer."
Oh, right.
And the guy he was interviewing with
actually wrote the code.
Oh,
jeez. So he lied about the code to the guy that actually wrote the code.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Well, that's the risks you run when you lie in an interview, but it's worth the risk. What are the odds?
Someone listed Microsoft as a previous employer, and the guy asked him if he knew who Bill Gates was. He did not.
Well, he doesn't. He knows who he is. He doesn't.
He didn't know who he was.
If I said I worked at Microsoft and you said, did you know who Bill Gates was? Oh, no, I never met them.
No, he didn't even say that.
He's unfamiliar with this. Well, look, I don't know Stanley Hubbard. I don't know much about him.
A guy.
I've heard of him, and he runs the whole business.
But you knew who he is.
I know
his
name.
Founder of the company.
Yeah, don't really know a lot about him, though.
A guy included a lengthy description about his family members in his resume.
Yeah, if you, quizzed me about the owner of our company, I would fail it miserably.
And the last one that I thought was kind of funny, a guy claimed he was a former spy for the CIA. But as the guy was looking at the dates he listed, he would have been in elementary school.
Yeah, you got to get that right. It's like a fake ID.
After 5 months, Crayola finally announced, they announced that they're getting rid of 24 core crayons. Mm-hmm. And 4 days later, they revealed it was dandelion in May. They said they were replacing a blue crayon. They finally rolled out the name.
A new blue name or the same blue color with a new name?
Same blue color, but with a new blue name.
And dandelion's gone and being renamed or just gone? That's a pack of 63?
Well, they named that the yellow kind of crayon dandelion.
Oh,
the
I see.
New name.
Oh, gotcha.
So the new name for the blue crayon is Blutiful.
Oh.
Kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, that's what
that story could have gotten skipped. Remember how excited you were when you got the sharpener, though?
Oh, yeah.
The sharpener in the box. That was...
I just thought the 64-pack was...
It was unreal.
Yeah.
It was the gayest I've ever been. Just opened that box up and my arms went in the air. Look at all the colors.
Just the feel of it.
Yeah, it's just the box. I can still think and feel it, and then just inevitably put my pinky in that sharpener to see how that...
Yep, pristine.
Except for the first time you circled the crayon in that sharpener and realized that it was just going to make blue wax everywhere.
A realtor in DeWitt, Michigan, clearly looked at this house he's selling as a selling point. The house was posted, and on the sign, it said, quiet neighbors. One of the benefits, you know, like, this is the one, this is beautiful. Quiet neighbors. The house was across the street from my cemetery.
That's funny.
1,300 square footer.
It's true.
Yeah, it's dead true. That's an accurate, yep. Very quiet neighbors, and they're not going anywhere.
It's gone viral.
It's great. Eric, you should think about that. Go over to some bone orchards and sell the house across the street.
That's right. I'm waiting for that listing.
Yeah, super great quiet view. Neighbors.
Jolt Cola.
One step from heaven. That's another thing you can... little piece of heaven.
Don't have far to go at the end.
Next door to heaven's waiting room.
Jolt Cola is hitting the store shelves next week.
They just won't quit.
Exclusively available at Dollar General stores.
That's a coup for
them.
It'll
cost you a dollar.
Yeah. Congratulations, poor people. They're trying to kill you faster. That stuff was making people drop dead.
191 milligrams of caffeine.
They wanted dead kids.
Roughly the same as energy drinks.
Yeah, now they just call them energy drinks. Back then, Jolt Cola was the most dangerous thing a kid could have. Now it's like, so what? 500, it's perfect for you. Juice it up, son.
A study out of the Southern Methodist University in Texas and Florida State University found that relationships are more successful if it's an attractive woman paired with a less attractive guy.
I can vouch for that.
Women are happier because the uglier guy.
Guys no are prospects.
More likely
not going to cheat on you.
Good-looking guys to give gifts. They're gonna.
We're
gonna
try harder. We're fat girls. Yeah. I'm a fat girl to Megan. I try harder, and there's no prospects, and nobody's interested in me. I have no women that like
Megan,
me.
Megan, I'm happy to be your
Megan
fat girl.
Megan has no threats, none whatsoever. Because I've got high standards for what I like in a woman, and the majority of them are not going to fall for me. So I have. There's no chance I cheat. I'm disgusting to most all women. I have the antidote to whatever is attractive to ladies.
Yeah, Ronnie can't say the same.
No, you're in a different situation.
Yeah,
because you have clearly... She's outkicked her cover. She has overachieved, my friend. She has a juiced bat, so to speak. Check her pee. Yeah, it's great, though. It's great being an ugly man because, like, Megan, she's got a... Not that she trusts me. There's just no opportunities. She thinks that because she doesn't want to believe she's married to an uggo. Like, deep down, she wants to...
Like,
she'll
John.
Say that every once in a while. Like, you look nice today. Which I shower her in compliments. You look beautiful. Oh, my God, you look so pretty today. And it's normal for her. Once every 8 months, she'll go, oh, my God, you look... And it's a surprise. You look nice in that. It's a shock to her when I have
You've
something
You've heard
like,
that?
it's yeah, rare, Brady. Yeah, it's rare. Because I don't. She's right. Most of the time, that isn't worth lying to me. That... actually looks good on you.
I like those shorts and t-shirts.
My compliments are like, that actually looks okay. This is not terrible anymore. But for the most part, she knows. And it's like, yeah, I like that shirt. That'll happen. But it has nothing to do with it being on me.
Does she buy you clothes at all?
No. Well, she has, but no.
Yeah.
For the most part, no.
That's a
like, she'll buy
exercise.
She knows. Well, t-shirts.
Yeah.
Steeler stuff, Cubs stuff. She knows that if she sees that, it's pretty much going in the closet. And I'm going to like that. And she'll, like, when I'm looking for stuff, she'll point it out. But my clothes shopping experience is one day a year at Lucky, when they have the t-shirt sale in August, and I just go grab every one of them. It could say I'm a Nazi. I like their fabric. I don't even read the shirts.
A 30-year-old guy named Daniel Vasquez recently opened an auto body shop in Pueblo, Colorado, and he decided to name the business Get Your Fix. Supposed to be a dumb play on words. Well, it came true.
Yeah, drugs.
He got busted for selling drugs.
Just like if you own a waterbed store in 2017. I know what is really getting traded out of there.
In Newport Richey, Florida, a woman faces battery charges after deputies say she hit a man who did not want to have sex with her. Rebecca Lynn Phelps.
She's got to be ugly.
It was 2 a.m.
Guy
Thursday
said no,
morning.
And he turned her in.
Yeah.
She's got to be hideous.
Phelps was outside of her home on the front porch, drinking with the victim.
And he turned her ass in. That is an ugly woman.
He didn't have enough alcohol even to close that deal.
You don't want to sleep with me?
God, no. Now I'm calling the police. You're an idiot. You're going to jail, ugly. Yeah. I think I'd take a poke at that if it started to force sex on me, too.
Last Sunday in Emerson, New Jersey, there's a half marathon, 13.1 mile, known as the Run the Reservoir. Happens every year. This year, about a couple of miles into it, 55-year-old guy Thomas Pantuso was standing on the corner watching the runners go by. He dropped his pajama pants and started whacking.
What?
I guess he likes baiting the runners. It was a big pack that was running by. I noticed Thomas getting busy on himself.
You'll see that.
It's a blur, but that's not the actual picture. No.
This just in.
I've got some Calkin news.
Oh, man. Come on.
I'm Brady really Bogan.
No. You've got an intro.
Not
Start
only
it
did
again.
He seek it. Hold on. Not
all
only
you
did
have
he
to say
it,
is.
Just found it.
All you have to say is, I got some Calkin news.
Okay.
Are you ready? No. You hit it on his I got some Calkin news. Ready? Let's practice.
I've got some Calkin news.
Oh. Time now for the ultimate warriors. Calkin information.
He might not have made a good movie since Blue Jasmine, but Kieran Culkin is back.
Yes!
And he's doing a Woody Allen
Culkin.
Short.
Kieran Culkin, the unknown Culkin.
He's starring in this Woody Allen short film with Mae Whitman.
Ah, I'll be in line the day before comes out Ultimate Warrior.
You gotta check it out. It's only 11 minutes long.
Ah, perfect. Little bit of Culkin goes a long way. 11 minutes of a Culkin is like a 2-hour feature.
And that's your Culkin news.
That's the end of the Ultimate Warrior. Culkin information. Praise the God of Thunder. Out.
Oh, that was great.
It's a hot feature.
He sought out some Culkin news.
Come on. Of course
hey,
I
right.
did.
And he got it within
make,
20 minutes.
Make I mean, the monkey dance.
How much is out there?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on with the Culkins.
But when there is.
That was released
you know, we'll
in
be
April.
Oh.
I'll find it. I'll start digging up.
It just takes time.
Nobody knew. Don't seek it out.
Okay.
It's organic Culkin
right.
news.
Come on.
God. Damn it.
Don't
I was fiending for it.
Right now, you sought it out just to see how it works. Now that we know it works, let's not beeline to the Culkin websites. Let's let a Culkin story. Culkin
That's
stories
it.
Are going to happen.
All there
I know,
is.
I know there's not a lot there.
I'm good with that.
The Culkin stories will appear. You tell him like you do when you get your smuggler's news or anything else. I got Culkin news. Toledo. And then you say, and all you got to say is, this just in. I got some Culkin news. And then he'll know. To knock it out of the park after you say that, and I'll be ready for the I'll have the warrior on call. It'll be three times a year, max.
Three?
Yes, three. Because there'll be a Culkin story.
Oh yeah,
Macaulay will do something.
My member berries are really
there'll be a Home Alone like anniversary or something weird.
Okay.
Or the house will be for sale, or they'll tear down something that he, you know. We'll have Culkin news.
I'm just imagining the Ultimate Warrior in front of that green screen doing Culkin.
Oh yeah, and you know, the reason it started, Brady had Culkin news today. You did.
A Culkin fun fact.
You had
fact.
A Culkin fun fact, so.
Ergo.
It's just in. I got some Culkin news. Oh! And then he comes back. The stupidest thing adults have ever done.
That's many.
But it's better
things.
Than worrying about nuclear disaster, isn't it? It's what we need more of. Hashtag stupid.
Well, speaking of.
Culkin news?
Stuff.
No, don't abuse it.
A user on Reddit shared a photo at the university they are attending. I think it's in the UK, but they're handing out condoms.
No,
doing a basically, it's supposed to say on the condom, "Do not go further without consent."
The condom's telling you not to rape people.
Yes.
Okay. And if you need a condom to tell you that, you've been raised wrong.
Right. Well, they wanted to be a little more hip, so it's donut. But instead of writing donut, they put the symbol of a donut, like an emoji of a donut. So it just says, go further without consent.
It's got a big circle.
You see the donut in the front?
It's like a lifesaver, and go further without consent. But again... I don't want the package of the rubber to be the last line of defense to rape.
You know what? I was about to.
I was going to, but
I can't.
The rubber, which I did, I was responsible. The rubber said not to rape her.
Just holding the back.
The rubber's right. You can get up.
Judge, there's only 11 left.
You can go now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Get out of the bushes. I feel terrible. Here, run back to your car. the rubber's right. I can't rape you.
Come on.
It was a sign from God. Right before when I hit you in the head with a pipe, I thought, easy pickings. And then I looked at the rubber package, because I don't want to catch anything. I don't know where you've been.
I get a donut if I go further?
A donut. Genius. Yeah, if the last thing that stops you from rape is the condom package, you're crazier than a rapist. At least they have the decency to follow through. no, I got a sign. Sorry. I was going to rape you, but this little note here straightened me up. Have a great day.
I was just jogging along, and this man jumped out of a bush, and he hit me in the head, and I was incapacitated, and I woke up in the back of a Silverado, and then he read the condom package and said I could go.
You're free to go, man.
I feel terrible about what's happened here. And as a victim of rape, wouldn't you be a little insulted that he wore a rubber?
Hey, what are you trying to say?
What are you saying about me? You look a little bit like you might be bumpy. I don't want to catch anything raping you. Well, that's just terrible.
I'm extreme only to a point.
That's the risks you run in the profession of your choice. You're a rapist. You might end up with something. That's just a different way of looking
truer
at it.
Truer words.
Yeah, it's
never
very true.
You call that a career?
It's career? His career.
Okay.
It's his passion.
For some, yes.
He's one of those Gen Zers. He makes his own guidelines.
Is that what you're going to say when he finally passes away? That's what he's doing in the sky?
Yeah, he died doing what he loved when she clawed his throat open.
Oh,
and then on the side of the road, there's just clothes and painted white.
Anyone else like to say a few words?
You know, Dave was an asshole, but... You know, at the very least, he's a human life, and he died doing what he loved, which was jumping out of bushes, attacking people.
He was good at it.
He was great at it.
Speaking of memorials.
He's in the sky right now, raping.
We've gotten some memorials texted in. Can I paint a white coat hanger and hang it in the Ajo House parking lot for Brady?
Wow. Yeah, she may have done that. You don't even know, do you?
No.
What do you mean, no?
You don't know that lady.
I know.
That parking lot night, that dirty sex night of yours might have led to an infant mortality. Come on.
I had my donut.
It's done. That's not 100%.
Yeah, not 100%.
Another one
would
says,
she have done that, you think?
No.
You sure?
Nope.
Maybe there's a little Brady running around.
You would have been,
maybe she had
you would have
it.
Been looking at the next Duggar family if that happened.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have married her?
Yeah.
You would have?
Yeah. At least he knows it.
If you
would have without hesitation, I don't know about that.
Time out, sons.
Maybe yeah. close.
You bone yeah. a chick on a car in Ajo Al's parking lot.
But that wasn't like the
if
first
she got,
time.
But we, I know, but if she got pregnant, you'd have married her. I know, but still. That's. But you
I had a year under the belt.
All right. And a pregnancy would have been the thing that made you go, all right,
no, no. The pregnancy would not have said, well, then we're going to get married.
Probably. I like the white coat hanger there, though.
And the other one says,
I prefer our story over Brady's boring story.
John, I'm trying to come up with a memorial for Brady. I've narrowed it down to a white triple cheeseburger, a white rack of ribs, or the white box of Krispy Kreme.
And wherever donuts. Brady's heart explodes, we'll That's put down the meal he was eating. And again, at least he died doing what he loved. That's a great idea. Because, I mean, heart disease kills more people than anybody else. So let's just paint their food white and put it where they die.
Can we do white logos of all the morning shows you guys have killed off over the years?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it hang that or in the
that,
studio.
There's our wall of dead.
There's our wall of dead.
All the morning shows that have come and gone since we've been on the
air. We could even put Ian Camfield up there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's the most recent, right? I think.
The logo's hanging.
And then
sideways,
can we put
like
the current ones
locker.
In full color and then just wipe
no.
them out as they go?
No. Just the wall of dead. It would be an impressive wall.
They're on hooks.
Unfortunately, some of them are actually dead.
Oh,
like
oh,
Bill
I
Austin would be a tough
one. Yeah.
Technically, that show's still on.
Beth's still alive.
Beth's the only one we haven't gotten rid of.
Trying to remember them all.
Oh, there's a load. We'd have to call the stations and go, hey, can you give me your last 10 morning shows?
We'll have to ask Nancy because she was over at the edge when all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had 13 of them from just there. We're going to need more than one wall.
The morning rituals. You'll catch yourself saying a couple times, that's right.
Powell, Chuck will be on there three times.
Yep.
He's a friend, and he can't get a job in this city.
Didn't they have, like,
isn't that great?
Did we kill Vince twice, too? I mean, he did a sports
Probably.
Morning show, too.
Well, if he's in the morning.
If he's dabbled in our
That's
time
all.
Slot, we will kill Vince multiple times. If he does
right.
it again, we'll beat him again.
That's right.
I like Vince. He's a nice man.
Didn't they have...
Murata's
like,
great, but I would kill him
people
again.
At the edge with just initials like A and K or...
They've had plenty
oh,
of that.
Oh, yeah. What,
I don't
was,
We'd have Pratt on there three times.
That's right.
We beat him four times.
Tim and Willie, what?
Oh,
yeah, because
12. The, 12 well, pictures of Tim and Willie.
The last one up in the White Mountains.
Yeah, the well, Sholo one that he did up there. That he doesn't talk about on the AM 1580.
The big stick.
Radio's stupid. I got to go to Sholo and do my morning show for an hour. Celebrity birthdays! Oh, he's
Monty
a loser.
Sludge
man, oh, man.
In our own company.
We've crushed a lot.
JR.
Mayfield. JR.
JR.
That's a good idea. The Wall of Dead Morning Show. And
we
then ultimately.
In our office.
Ultimately, the last one is us.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, that's poetic.
We're all going to commit suicide together?
No.
Well.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah, we are.
It's a great idea.
8 o'clock tonight.
Mark it on your calendar.
Not together. We don't want to be looking too fishy.
Ready?
Who's in? Ready?
We'll
and
be on the phone.
Yeah.
I thought
we'll
we were
all
in
FaceTime
until the
it.
End.
What? We'll FaceTime it.
We were in until the end, right?
Sure enough. 12 hours to go,
oh, yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, we're with you.
8 o'clock
drink
tonight.
The juice.
Sure, sure.
On your mark.
Get set. All right, alphabetically, Brady, you're first. Brady would overact it. You guys are really killer.
It's so cold. It's so cold.
Brady would put little X's on his eyes and stick his tongue out.
It's glorious.
And then...
We could all lay in a circle and hold hands.
No.
Sure.
No, let's Skype
it's
it.
FaceTime. Yeah, Skype.
It's 7:59, but that's happening tonight at 8.
It is?
We forgot to tell you, yeah. Our big suicide
I'll be
pack.
In Vegas, but I'll Skype it in.
You should do it there. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It'll be like your corpse.
Be like a rock star going out. Going out on top.
There you go. That'll be fun. There you go. That's enough of that. That's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Okay.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass.